الله أكبر الله أكبر.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على خير الخلق محمد بن عبد الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من سار على دربهم واتبع نهجهم إلى يوم الدين. All praises due to Allah, we praise Him, seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah leads astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God or deity worthy of worship but one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Dear respected viewers, allow us to talk about the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, the day where a person will be held accountable upon what they have done in this life. This is a terrifying day, especially for those that have transgressed all boundaries. They disbelieved in Allah, they disbelieved in the prophets, and they disbelieved in that specific day. That is why one of the pillars of Iman is believing in the day of judgment. So you could never become a believer until you believe that there'll be a day where people will be held accountable for what they've done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran something which is very terrifying that will happen on that day. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. That day, a person will flee away from his brother, his mother and father, and his wife. All they'll be concerned is for their own well-being. This is how terrifying it is. Our mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's the mother of the believers. Once our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sleeping on her lap, and she looked at him and she started to cry, and her tears came down on the face of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was woken up by this, and he said to her, "Oh Aisha, why are you crying?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, atansuna ahlikum yawm al-qiyamah? Are you going to forget your families the day of resurrection? Are you going to forget about them?" The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said yes. In three different places. In three different places, a person would forget about his mother, his father, his sons, his daughters. He said, عند الميزان, where the scale will be, where your good deeds will be placed on the right hand of the scale, and your bad deeds will be placed on the left hand. And you will be overwhelmed to an extent that you will forget about those relatives, those family members. And also, تطاير الصحف, when your records will be flying and people will grab their book either with their right hand or left hand. And some people would know that their books come into their left hand, so they put it behind them, and subhanAllah, the book will fly around them and it will be placed in their left hand. And also, عند الصراط, the صراط, the bridge that every person will go across. So subhanAllah al-Azim, at that time, a person will be overwhelmed. They don't know their destiny. Are they going to be in heaven or are they going to be in hell? So for that reason, a person should understand and they should acknowledge that they'll be held accountable upon everything that they do and say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Indeed, your hearing, your sighting, and whatever is in your heart, you'll be held accountable. For that reason, many people say, "Well, I'm just wasting my time." Well, you'll be held accountable about the time. To an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an oath by time, by saying, "Wal asr." And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an oath by something, He wants to draw your attention. And you need to realize that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an oath by, it is significant. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, by time, indeed, mankind are in loss, except those who believe. And as I said, part of our belief is to believe in the day of resurrection. That is why when a person does righteousness, they would not care if they get rewarded in this life. But they know the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. So if someone wrongs you and you're doing good, you're treating them correctly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in the hereafter. This is something that we need to keep in mind. As for those that are criminals, they think they can get away with it, especially if they have good lawyers and barristers. They think, well, that's it. No, we believe in the day of judgment, where you will be a witness unto yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness. Your limbs will be a witness for you or against you. Subhanallah al-Azim. And there are angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned angels to write down your good deeds and bad deeds. So for that reason, a Muslim believes in the day of resurrection. And this is part of our fundamentals. And you will never be a Muslim if you don't believe in that. And that is why at the end of the day, inshallah, when a person does whatever Allah has created them for, inshallah, their bounty will be paradise. And if they disbelieve, their abode will be hell. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وبارك الله فيكم.